99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. All you have to do is turn it up on demand.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7X. I think one of the things that you like about the show is that we don't shy away from, you know, controversial or volatile subjects just because it's easy, you know? We dive in. We get our hands dirty sometimes. And so when I saw this map of the United States and the most popular cereal by state, I just knew it was going to cause a lot of agitation amongst those, especially when I say Kentucky. I don't even know what the hell you're thinking.
Wow. I mean, that's a bold statement. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say Team Kentucky.
And for once, I'm all about Indiana and what they're doing.
So really?
Yep. There's a list of the most popular cereals in each state. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch was number one in 13 states, Indiana included. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch, kind of a sneaky banger cereal. Not one that you'd think, oh, you know what? That's my go-to. But that's one that if you have, you're never going to want another cereal.
Okay. Really?
Fruit Loops, second most popular.
Wow, that is really shocking. And I see, I'm a fan of anything chocolate. I have always thrown my support, my weight behind chocolate.
See, chocolate for cereal, I think, is trash. And I, no offense to anybody, Kelly, who likes chocolate for breakfast, but I think if you're going towards the chocolate cereals, that's just a fake chocolate flavor. It's not the real thing, and it's not valid.
Valid? Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, them is fighting words. Chocolate, for especially chocolate cereal, leaves chocolate milk.
So
that's a gift at the end of the bowl of cereal. How can you not acknowledge that?
So with that being said, Kentucky's favorite cereal is Cookie Crisp.
Yes! Give them the anthem! They're getting it right, finally! Cookie Crisp is getting its due! It's time! It's time the Cookie Crisp. They're little chocolate chip cookies, perfect for dunking into milk, and then it turns chocolatey at the end, and it's a gift! How do you not understand the magic of that?
Okay.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I agree. I agree, Team Kentucky.
I will say, though, that there are some of these Midwestern, like, middle-of-the-country flyover states that I just don't get. Like, Wyoming? Frosted Mini Wheats?
Oh, for the health. Because, listen, there is something magical also about when you pop one of those in your mouth, right? And then you get the frost side down on your tongue. That's the key. You got to do that every single time. Otherwise, get out of here with that.
Am I missing something, Missouri? Raisin Bran?
You know what? Also, like, the raisins can be a sweet little surprise.
Are you trying to
go for the health?
Are you trying to defend all of these cereals?
Well, I'm just saying they're not bad cereals. They're not the top of my list, like Cookie Crisp and the rest of Kentucky. But I'm just saying, you know, I have appreciated several bowls of Raisin Bran in my life.
Okay.
I have. Used to eat it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one, and obviously, for a reason, it's a fantastic cereal. But then
Cookie Crisp reigns supreme in Kentucky because we know that chocolate chip cookies for breakfast is like a miracle put on planet Earth in a box.
I'm not sure what West Virginia is saying with Wheaties. Like, I'll eat Wheaties if that's the only box of cereal left. Like, that's,
I've never had Wheaties.
That's going to be the last box of cereal I even gravitate towards.
I'm going to need Frosted Flakes over Wheaties.
Yeah, Bridget texts in and says, Cookie Crisp is too hard, Kelly.
It is not. It, like, instantly gets soggy. That's the key. That's the trick with Cookie Crisp, because you got to put it in there and then kind of immediately start eating, because they get soggy real fast. So you do have
to make sure
you time it out right, so you fully, like, you want them a little crisp, but, you know how cookies get when you dunk them in the milk?
Now, I'm going to say,
like, delicious.
Fruit Loops, with it being the second most popular cereal by state, Fruit Loops, that's another cereal that is way too hard right out of the box. That'll tear up the inside of your mouth. You almost have to let it marinate in its own milk for at least a good 30 seconds to a minute before you
even dive
in.
Well, but not too long, though, because, again, those get soggy pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
Anyways. And then there's nothing worse than soggy cereal.
Riley says, hey, are we just going to sleep on Honey Nut Cheerios now?
Ooh.
You know, I will say, in a quick glance of the map, not one state has Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh, no, no, no. I take that back. Vermont.
Oh, wow. Aaron is also on Team Honey Nut Cheerios. So, you know, I think Riley and Aaron need to get together, have some breakfast together because they share the same, you know, taste. Yeah.
So I've tweeted this out at Ben and Kelly Show, but I will say, just in glancing at our text line, most of the people who are commenting are saying that you are legit off your rocker. And
now, listen, one person said that. Ricky said that.
There are several. So
not several.
And Ribless Chrissy rolling in, Cookie Crisp is trash. See, look, I mean,
not trash.
Just because, Kelly, how can you, as a lover of Arbor Mist, defend any sort of food product?
Listen, why do you have to always circle back to that? Throwing that in my face?
We need to set the bar for where Kelly is rating her foods.
I feel as though my opinions are valid. There are people on Team Kelly that love Arbor Mist, that love whatchamacallit candy bars, and they love Cookie Crisp cereal and Hot Fudge Sundae Pop Tarts. They're on my team. They're out there.
Jeez. Yeah, and they're all 4 years old. All right, we've tweeted it out at Ben. And-